Cosmology from the Perspective of Consciousness by Russell Simmons. Introduction. In cosmology from the perspective of consciousness, the fundamental premise is that the universe is far more interconnected with consciousness than modern science traditionally suggests. Imagine a universe where consciousness is not just an emergent property of the brain, but a fundamental force shaping reality itself. A universe where the mind and cosmos are deeply intertwined, and where the observer plays a pivotal role in creating the world they see. In this grand cosmic drama, ancient mystics, modern physicists, and daring explorers of consciousness come together to unveil a deeper truth: that the fabric of space, time, and matter may be nothing more than a reflection of the infinite possibilities of consciousness. In the vast expanse of the cosmos, we are confronted with questions that stretch the limits of our understanding. How did the universe emerge from the void? What mysterious forces drive its expansion? Could dark energy, the unseen force behind this acceleration, be linked to the same quantum processes that create and annihilate particles in a perpetual dance of existence? As the universe expands, does it carry within it not just the laws of physics, but the imprint of consciousness itself? Beyond the observable world, mystics and yogis have for millennia described realms far more subtle than the physical: astral planes, causal dimensions, and heavenly realms where thought and spirit reign supreme. In these dimensions, time and space bend and dissolve, revealing a cosmic unity that transcends the material world. These descriptions of higher realms bear an uncanny resemblance to the latest theories in quantum physics and cosmology, where energy condenses into matter and higher dimensions collapse into the particles that form our reality. What if the universe is a manifestation of the mind, a reflection of consciousness at play? Could the fine-tuning of the universe for life be the result of a deeper, hidden order shaped by consciousness? These questions touch on the anthropic principle, the idea that the universe appears to be designed for observers like us because we, as conscious beings, are here to witness it. And yet, the journey doesn't stop with the birth of the universe or the limits of our physical existence. Near-death experiences, out-of-body travels, and ancient spiritual practices reveal that consciousness transcends the body, venturing into realms that exist beyond the threshold of life and death. Could these experiences offer glimpses of the cosmic design, shedding light on the true nature of existence and the ultimate destiny of our souls? In this exploration of cosmology, quantum physics, and consciousness, we stand at the crossroads of science and mysticism, poised to uncover the deeper truths of the universe, truths that may reveal that we are not mere bystanders in the cosmic symphony, but co-creators in a vast, infinite, and conscious reality. Cosmology from the perspective of consciousness ultimately presents a vision of the universe that is alive, interconnected, and deeply intertwined with consciousness. It challenges traditional materialist scientific models while offering a more holistic understanding of cosmology that includes both the physical and the metaphysical aspects of existence. So let's get started. The journey begins here. Chapter 0. Why is there anything at all? How the universe emerged from the oneness. The entire cosmos seems to emanate from a single, timeless, formless substance that constitutes all space and time. This substance can also be visualized as the vacuum or nothingness of space. At its essence, this ubiquitous oneness, or zero-point field, represents infinite potentiality, devoid of structure, dimension, or limitations. For this reason, we begin with zero, or nothing, as Chapter Zero suggests. This primal oneness is the source of everything that exists, yet it requires no cause or origin because it exists beyond space, time, and causality. From oneness to multiplicity, the prime radiant and the birth of creation. What triggers creation from this absolute oneness is a change in perspective, which instantly transforms the field of potentiality into a self-defining process. This process generates the first wave or particle, known to some philosophers and physicists as the prime radiant. Once this wave or particle comes into existence, it can infinitely multiply, creating an unbounded ocean of waves and particles. The remarkable feature of this primordial event is that the oneness has nothing limiting its creation. Time is infinite, and space is multidimensional, allowing waves or particles to exist in unlimited ways. But for the oneness to transform into definable universes that could possibly generate life, it must create its own laws and limitations for each one. Consciousness, the catalyst of creation in a universe of possibilities. At its core, this process is driven by the principle of consciousness. Without the observation or awareness of a conscious observer, all that exists remain timeless, non-local fields of possibility. The moment a conscious perspective observes these fields, they collapse into particles, defining reality, location, and the process of time as we know it. This is a fundamental principle in quantum physics. Particles are the result of conscious observation, not the independent building blocks of existence. They are expressions of the observer's interaction with the field of possibilities. Therefore, reality is a creation of consciousness itself. In the absence of observation, the universe remains a vast potential field of an unmanifested, timeless, and undefined oneness. From oneness to cosmos, how consciousness shapes reality. This leads to the profound realization that the universe as we know it cannot exist without consciousness. The relationship between the observer and what is observed is integral to the fabric of existence. Our consciousness, which is part of the universal consciousness, acts as the architect of reality, shaping it through perception and interaction. The oneness, once thought of as nothingness, becomes the source of infinite creation, but only when observed. Without a shift in perspective, the oneness would remain undifferentiated, formless, and without any sequence of events. Thus, the universe is more than a collection of objects or matter. It is a dynamic interplay between consciousness and potential. The field of oneness is always present, always creating, but its manifestations are shaped by the observer. The cosmos, with all its complexity, is a product of this interplay. Reality is not static, it is fluid, evolving from the timeless and infinite oneness that lies at the heart of all things. This understanding not only redefines how we perceive the universe, but also places consciousness at the very center of existence. Chapter 1. How did the universe begin? How did the universe begin and reach the degree of complexity it now has? The mysterious origins of the universe. The origin of the universe is one of the most profound mysteries in cosmology. According to conventional cosmologists, it began about 13.8 billion years ago, in a state of incomprehensible density and temperature, a moment commonly referred to as the Big Bang. However, the Big Bang was not an explosion in space, but rather an expansion of space itself. Standard cosmologists claim that in the earliest moments, the universe was a singular point, where all of space, time, energy, and matter were condensed into an infinitesimally small point. However, I would much rather describe it as a measureless, dimensionless oneness beyond all time and form. The same oneness I mentioned earlier, immediately before it became self-aware. This state of absolute singularity and zero entropy gave birth to the self-aware universe, which began expanding and cooling almost immediately. The inflationary epoch, a rapid expansion. Within a fraction of a second after the Big Bang, the universe underwent a period of rapid expansion known as inflation. This inflationary period was responsible for smoothing out any irregularities in the early universe and stretching the fabric of space-time to an immense size. During this brief but dramatic phase, the universe expanded exponentially, causing quantum fluctuations to grow into macroscopic structures. These fluctuations would later become the seeds for galaxies and the vast cosmic structures we see today. Inflation helped resolve several puzzles, including why the universe appears so uniform and flat on large scales. The formation of matter and the birth of light. As the universe continued to cool after inflation, the energy from the Big Bang began to convert into particles. The first matter formed during this cooling phase, creating quarks, electrons, and other subatomic particles. These particles later combined to form protons and neutrons, which would become the building blocks of atomic nuclei. A few minutes after the Big Bang, the process of nuclear fusion began, producing the lightest elements, such as hydrogen, helium, and trace amounts of lithium. However, the universe was still too hot for atoms to form. And for the next 380,000 years, it remained an opaque plasma of charged particles. Eventually, the universe cooled enough for electrons to combine with protons, forming neutral atoms in a process known as recombination. This event allowed light to travel freely through space for the first time, creating the cosmic microwave background, CMB, a faint glow that we can still observe today. The CMB is a relic of the early universe and provides a snapshot of what the universe looked like just 380,000 years after the Big Bang. It contains vital clues about the universe's early conditions and has helped confirm the validity of the Big Bang theory. The emergence of structure, from clouds of gas to galaxies. After recombination, the universe entered a phase known as the Dark Ages, when there was no visible light and the first stars and galaxies had not yet formed. During this period, the universe consisted primarily of hydrogen and helium gas. Over time, regions with slightly higher densities of gas began to collapse under their own gravity, forming the first stars. These early stars, known as Population 3 stars, were massive and short-lived, quickly burning through their fuel and exploding as supernovae. The explosion seeded the universe with heavier elements, laying the foundation for future generations of stars and planets. As stars grouped together into galaxies, the universe began to take on the large-scale structure we observe today. Galaxies formed into clusters, which then coalesced into even larger structures known as superclusters. The gravitational pull of dark matter played a crucial role in shaping these structures, as it provided the additional mass needed to bind galaxies together. The universe continued to evolve, with galaxies merging and interacting, forming new stars, planetary systems, and eventually the conditions necessary for life. The formation of planets and the ingredients for life. The complexity of the universe increased as stars evolved and died, releasing heavier elements into space. These elements combined with hydrogen and helium to form the chemical building blocks of planets, moons, and other celestial bodies. The formation of planetary systems was a delicate process, with dust and gas coalescing into solid objects, eventually leading to the creation of rocky planets, gas giants, and asteroid belts. In the case of our own solar system, these processes led to the formation of Earth, a planet with the right conditions for liquid water and ultimately life. Life as we know it emerged from the interplay of complex chemical reactions, driven by the energy from the sun and the unique conditions on Earth. The evolution of life introduced a new level of complexity into the universe, culminating in the development of consciousness and intelligence. Through billions of years of cosmic evolution, the universe has reached a stage where it not only hosts life, but also beings capable of reflecting on their own existence and the nature of the cosmos itself. The role of dark matter and dark energy in cosmic evolution. While ordinary matter makes up the stars, planets, and galaxies we see, most of the universe's mass is made of dark matter, an invisible substance that interacts only through gravity. Dark matter is crucial to the formation of galaxies, as it provides the gravitational scaffolding around which normal matter can accumulate. Without dark matter, galaxies would not have enough mass to hold themselves together, and the large-scale structures we observe would not have formed. In addition to dark matter, dark energy plays a mysterious but equally important role in the universe's evolution. Dark energy is the force driving the accelerated expansion of the universe. Observations of distant galaxies show that the universe is expanding at an ever-increasing rate, a discovery that challenges our understanding of gravity and the future of the cosmos. Dark energy, which accounts for roughly 70% of the universe's energy density, is one of the greatest mysteries in modern physics, and its true nature remains unknown. The future of the universe, from complexity to entropy. The universe's future is intimately tied to the balance between dark matter, dark energy, and ordinary matter. As dark energy drives the expansion of the universe, galaxies will drift farther apart, and the cosmos will become increasingly isolated. Stars will continue to burn through their fuel, eventually leading to a universe dominated by cold, dim remnants such as white dwarfs, neutron stars, and black holes. Over time, entropy will increase, and the universe will slowly move toward a state of maximum disorder, known as heat death. However, the universe's journey from a simple, hot, dense state to its current complexity is a remarkable testament to the forces of cosmic evolution. From the birth of particles in the Big Bang to the formation of galaxies, stars, planets, and life, the universe has continually evolved toward greater complexity. How long this process will continue is uncertain, but the interplay between matter, energy, and the fundamental laws of physics will determine the universe's ultimate fate.